A suspect is in custody in a Friday afternoon shooting that killed one child and left another injured. From Athens News Matters and the WUGA Newsroom, this is Athens Today for Monday, March 11th. Good morning, I'm Martin Matheny. A 3-year-old Athens boy is dead and an alleged gang member is in jail after a suspected gang-related shooting on Friday afternoon. Kyron Sarko Smith died in his home at Hallmark Mobile Home Park. The boy's brother was wounded in the shooting. Athens Clark County Coroner Sonny Wilson said Kyron was shot in the chest. Police charged 17-year-old Julian Omar Cubillos with malice and felony murder, aggravated assault, and violation of the state's gang law. Cubillos was arrested with the assistance of the Jackson County Sheriff's Office within hours of the shooting. He's jailed without bond. Police also obtained arrest warrants for 2 Athens men in connection with the shooting. An Athens Clark County Police Department spokesman said Saturday that the shooting seems to be gang-related, but police have not released information on who may have been the actual target of the shooting. Qualifying for the May 21st general primary election has ended. Several races in Clark County will be contested. Alexia Ridley has more.
Sheriff John Q. Williams will take on challenger Tommy Dorsey. District 2 Commissioner Melissa Link will face local business owner Jason Jacobs. The race for the District 6 seat will see Rashi Malcolm take on Stephanie Johnson, since incumbent Jesse Hull is not seeking re-election. District 8 Commissioner Carol Myers will take on Sydney Waters. In addition, the District 2 Board of Education race will have multiple candidates. Incumbent Claudia Butts is facing challengers Mary Bagby and former board member Karina Gallagher.
More qualifying news now, this time on the federal level. Jeff Dontre reports.
Every member of Georgia's congressional delegation running for re-election this year will face at least one opponent. While 10 of 13 congressional incumbents seeking re-election will not face a primary challenge, 3 others will have to win party primaries to advance to the general election in November. Locally, 9th District Republican incumbent Andrew Clyde faces no primary, but is being challenged by Democrat Timbre Cash. In the 10th District, Republican incumbent Mike Collins faces no primary challengers, but 2 Democrats are running, Alexandra Daugherty and Jessica Fore.
In sports, UGA softball had a big weekend, winning all 5 of their games in the Bulldog Classic played here in Athens. The quintet of wins included an 8-6 victory over Jacksonville State and a 7-0 win over Furman both yesterday. Meanwhile, in hoops news, UGA men's basketball wrapped up the regular season with a 92-78 loss on the road to number 13 Auburn. The team heads to Nashville to take on Missouri in the first round of the SEC tournament on Wednesday night. For WUGA News, I'm Martin Matheny.
This week on Athens News Matters, District Attorney Deborah Gonzalez speaks out on the Lake and Riley case, the politics around it, and how her office is moving forward. Plus, Athens Clark County Commissioner Mike Hamby joins us to unpack a busy commission meeting earlier this week. Online right now at WUGA.org.